from the outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donut. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Hey, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform. So get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show. Brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems. Quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for I in the outdoors.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to DoveCreekWagyu.com.
CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. RTP Outdoors, RTPOutdoors.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, your hub, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. Nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good morning. Listen to that campfire. Here with the Vogelbogger, Peanut and Matty G. Welcome to the bunker. Scoot that chair in real, real close to the campfire. Hey, guys, I should win an award for that intro. I mean, listen to that campfire crackling. How original, huh? How good.
That's excellent.
And all the different directions that thing goes. I mean, come on. This is an awesome intro. I worked really hard. Me and Peanut worked a long time on that intro.
I know.
Do, do, do. Wow. Bambi was on the run this morning. Brush carp were everywhere. Lucky I didn't hit one with the truck. Bow hunters should have a good morning out there, I would think.
With the temperature drop?
Oh, it was just, they were just everywhere. I mean, I had to slow down, almost stop a couple times on the highway. Road was full of them. Rats with horns. Good luck out there with those this morning. Wow. We're going to have a pretty cool show, I think. We're going to do a little visiting, and we're going to talk about some guns this morning. We're going to have Tiny Tim in for a segment, drop in for a segment, talk about some guns and ammunition and 20 gauges versus 12 gauges. I've been reading your emails and your messages and stuff, and we're going to do a little bit of that. And we're going to visit with Thomas Neuberger with BinoDoc, and me and Marty just used that in the Ozarks. Really worked well. Goes into your cup holder, and you set your binos in there. They also got them for you guys, especially for Matty G. They got them for French fries, too. Ooh. Huh? Ooh. I got your attention. Yeah. But we had Marty, we had the Jeep down there, and we were in the Ozarks and the rough stuff back in the hills, and put the binoculars in the bino doc. Never moved.
Just the way they're shaped.
He just reached over and pick them up.
Just the way they're shaped. Yeah. They're so cool.
Really cool. Really cool. Really cool. Back from the Ozarks, man, it was still pretty green down there, and didn't find the turkeys or see the turkeys there, but oh boy, mass crop. Oh my gosh, acorns are everywhere too. Those turkeys were all in the woods. Nobody was in the fields. Never saw a turkey in a field, so it should be getting better. It's always better later in October. The best fall turkey hunting is always in December, but that's just archery here. But in Kansas in December is unbelievable. But they're more vocal and bigger flocks. Turkeys weren't really talking much, but it still looked like summertime woods, and that's not same thing with bow hunting deer, you know. I did that for years. I don't like to, you know, I know, I understand we're open earlier in September, the 1st of October, and so many of you, you know, appreciate that and do that, but the woods for me, that's just not bow hunting for me. I like it crisp, cold, autumn leaves, frost on the ground, you know, but boy, the brush carp are moving. Man, did we see the deer in the Ozarks. The scrapes were showing up and down the roads. Trees were peeled. I mean, they were on the move, and every time you look up, you see a buck going down the side of a ridge. So, you know, there's a lot of activity there. That's good for you archery hunters for deer. And the gun deer season, I mean, this is 20th of October. What has happened? How did we get this far in October already?
Magic.
Is that what it is?
What's magic?
What's it saying? What's the old guy tell us that one time about life's like a roll of toilet paper? Isn't that how it went? Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
God, closer to the end, the faster it goes. Yeah.
It's going real fast.
Wow. What do you got for me?
I've got one of the things. Please look at Conservation Federation. They have like 6 scholarships that they're giving. The Charles P. Bell Scholarship, the Chambers Family Memorial Scholarship, Kirkham Family CFM Scholarship, and Ed Stagner's Natural Resource Scholarship, and Carl Morrow Graduate Scholarship. And they give these scholarships away, but you have to apply for them. They're going to kind of come out and look for you. You got to go to them and apply for these scholarships.
Okay.
And, you know, there's a lot of money that's available to give away to a young person who wants to go into the outdoor industry.
Okay. Well, maybe my fire was a little hot in the open. Maybe I don't need an award. I don't know. Maybe the fire was a little hot. It was crackling pretty loud, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure Matty G, he'll give me an award. Hey, we got a message from Joel Shipman. He's in Elkhart, Indiana this morning. Good morning, Joel. Glad you're listening. I see a bunch of folks listening here this morning.
We've got our other cricket down in Ohio listens to us on the phone Murray app
Anderson.
Every weekend.
We got our other cricket down in Mountain View with Murray Anderson.
Yeah.
What else you got for me?
Conservation Federation Minority Natural Resources Scholarship. And Flooded Roads is going to limit the youth waterfowl hunting at MDC Fountain Grove Conservation Area. You can call 660-938-4692 and call them and find out what's the availability, because with the roads, the flooded roads, you know, turn around, don't drown. That's the one thing.
Turn around, don't drown.
Yeah, that's their big motto on that. Don't try to drive over that flooded road. You know, because you might not make it.
And that's funny. For what reason?
Well, I'm just thinking.
Help me out here, Matty G. What is going on in this place this morning?
Some of the roads that you and I have crossed when we played, what was that TV show with the submarine?
I don't know what you're talking about.
In your son's truck. Oh, my God.
I don't care to remember that. I was just going, let's just move on from that, please.
Well, we went deep into the rabbit hole this morning.
Yeah.
MDC's Andy Dalton Range Manager.
Okay, stop him. Okay, all right. I will say, when you have to swim out of a truck, it's too deep. Okay, that's enough. Go ahead.
When you looked at me, and he goes, "If we get stuck, you're so screwed."
You know, it's and a bad laugh. Day when you look over at the outdoor rider media riding with you, and it's already up past his neck. His eyes big as saucers, and his door won't open because it's on the upstream side.
Voice to the bottom of the sea was the program. Voice to the bottom of the sea. Oh my God! When you saw our headlights,
what's that noise
that
I used to make all the time on our speedy computers? What are we talking about? What are we doing with this show?
It's
supposed to be an outdoor show. Welcome to the campfire.
That Pour Mike cup Brooks of coffee. Got a National Education Hunter Education Safety Award this year. And on October 31st, the MDC is going to have Facebook Live section, Ask an Agent. You can call them up and ask them any question or go online.
That can't be good. I'm glad I'm not an agent.
Somebody filtering that one.
Oh, you know, I was talking to you before we went on the air. We was trying to do what we normally call show prep, but we don't ever do it. And I had this most brilliant thing I was going to talk about and discuss on the air this morning, and I still haven't remembered what it is. This really sucks, doesn't it? We talked about it all morning. What was we going to talk about? I don't know. I promise you, when I leave the station, I'll remember what we were going to talk about.
And
I should have wrote it down.
The event registration form, Mark Twain Area Friends of the NRA. You can call Bill Glore at 573-701-8650. And last report, they did have a couple spots still open.
Oh, okay.
And that's going to be down in Potosi, Lions
Potosi.
Club.
Uh-oh,
yeah.
Peanuts up.
Uh-oh.
What'd you wake up for? The Vogler Vogler?
This magnificent voice.
Usually that puts people to sleep.
She was sleeping. Bless her heart. She didn't want to really get going this morning. Usually you say radio, man, she bolts for the truck, but she wasn't.
Well,
she's got a little friend at home, too. We got my baby Emma's at the house with Grandma, so. You want over here with me?
Go ahead. And.
Say something brilliant.
Missouri Department of Conservation stocks trout in southeast Missouri lakes as winter trout season approaches. Trout will arrive in Jackson, Perryville, Farmington Lakes before November 1st opener. That just seems like a catastrophe waiting to happen. Jackson's Rotary Lake, Farmington's Giesling Lake, and Perryville's Legion Lake for a very popular fishing program. There's over 3,700 rainbow trout will be stocked in the lake. About 1,900 will be stocked in Rotary Lake, 1,200 in Giesling. In addition to a number of lunkers will be stocked in each lake, cities of Farmington, Jackson, Perryville, and Perry County. It's the Perry County Sportsman Club, Missouri Department of Conservation, are funded the trout stocking.
Well, we totally sucked on the first segment. Let's see what we can do on the next segment.
On the second one, yeah.
Oh, how much fun. Well, here we are. It's quarter after already. I can't believe that. What happened? It goes fast.
Magic.
There you go with the magic again. All right, boys and girls, we're going to take a little break and regroup and try to remember what we're going to talk about. We'll see you all on the other side. Take us in a break, Mighty G.